Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome home. So, yeah. Welcome home. The deacons were saying, man, wouldn't it be cool if it was like this every week? That would be baller. I don't really know what that means, but I can assure you that it is this way every week. We just don't get to see it. Right, there are a lot of souls that coalesce, and even though we are in different geographies, we are still together. And so it's really nice to have the privilege of seeing you face to face and having you here. And we're going to be seducing you as much as we can to move here so that we can have this all the time. So welcome to Barah Ministries. My name is Rory Clark, and my spiritual gift is pastor-teacher. A gift given to me by God to help you develop a deep, intimate, and personal relationship with the Sovereign of the universe, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it is my pleasure to lay down my life for you as together we pursue rigorously the truth from the Word of God. I'd like to begin today by expressing some gratitude, first to all of you for being here. It means a lot to me. And you know, pastors are happy to take the point. Pastors are happy to lay down their lives, but it means something to be encouraged. And your presence today is encouraging to me. And all those, I will remember this picture. I'm actually nervous. I don't even know how that happens. I'm a worldwide, world-renowned speaker. I'm a motivational speaker. And I'm actually nervous, huh?
You were.
I was. Exactly. But it really means a lot to see you and to be here with you and to have you here. I am grateful for your obvious love for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And one of the things that makes me laugh is when believers in Christ use the word of God against themselves. And I was talking to Pastor Farley about this last night, that, you know, you'll have a situation in your family where you're really upset with the other person. And so you'll be yelling at them and expressing all the emotion and the passion that you do when you are upset with somebody that you love and intensely upset with them. And then always somebody will come in and say, well, that doesn't seem like unconditional love to me, right? Somebody will come in and use the lessons that we're learning against the other person in the situation. But really, that's not the point, is it? That is unconditional love. It takes unconditional love to yell at somebody. It takes unconditional love to let somebody know that you really care about them. And so we have an obvious love for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because this is Saturday morning and there are a lot of people who aren't here to hear the Word of God and to worship. And so we're not using the Word of God against ourselves. You love the Lord or you wouldn't be here. You're curious about the Lord or you wouldn't be here. And I am grateful for that. Thank you for staying with Barah Ministries during the shaking. As you know, this year we've been shaken up. And we have decided to pursue the truth instead of pursuing the doctrines of our teachers. And that is something that will always be true for me. And we have just looked at the tip of the iceberg. You know, there are a lot of things that I don't know how much you can take. So we'll share things with you over, you know, in small doses. But once you take the lid off of this can of worms, there are a lot of worms underneath the lid. And the couple that we've tackled this year, Rebound and you know, the doctrine of privacy, that's just the tip of the iceberg. And so over time, you know, we'll share the rest with you. But thanks for staying during the shaking. Thanks for supporting your pastor. Thank you for your friendship. And as I look out in this group, I see a lot of individual friendships that I have, and collective as well. Thank you for that. I'd like to express gratitude for Pastor John Farley, my friend. Could you stand up and let him see you? So it's really great to be sharing this moment with a friend, and I look forward to his lesson today. In the back, Deacon Denny Goodall, could you stand up so people can see who you are? And Deacon Caleb Alburn, the audio god. If you're ever wondering why I'm laughing at the beginning of lessons, it's because he's always giving me a different cue every minute. Deacon Elliot Clark, where is he? Van Brumbach, who handles our video. And Deacon Larry Collins from Kansas. June Murphy. And welcome also to our guests, like Autumn from Michigan and the different guests that we have. We have some guests here from Phoenix, so welcome to you too. Let me go over the agenda for the 2 days. Today we'll start with my lesson, and then we'll go to Pastor Farley's lesson, then we'll take an offering. And at the end of this morning session, we'll do a little session called Getting to Know You. And if you look around, you're probably sitting next to somebody you know. Pretty true? So I'd like that to be the last time that that's true this weekend. Right? So believe me, that person is probably going to go home with you. So what I'd like you to do is to spend no time around people that you know and to get to know your royal family. And so I'll be watching that. And if you're hanging around with people that you know, you're probably going to get tasered, just so you know. I have a taser. Yeah, I have it right here. Okay, kinky. All right, we got... thank you, Janice. See, that's what I like about Broad Ministries. Broad Ministries is real. So that's the agenda for today. My lesson, Pastor Farley's lesson, the offering, a brief getting to know you. At the end of this session, we'd like to take a group picture, and Larry Collins will take that. And then there's a catered get-together this afternoon over at Van and Jenny Brumbach's house. And I think it starts around 1:30. And they have a pool, so you're welcome to bring your bathing suits. But I will tell you this, too. Not to scare you, but just to tell you the truth. Most people who drown, drown in 3 feet of water. And in Phoenix, in the summer, one child at least drowns every day. So when you're around the pool, treat it with the respect that it deserves, and don't turn your back on anybody. And most people who drown in Phoenix don't drown from the water. They're playing, they goof around, they hit their heads, and they roll into the water. And they drown. So please pay very close attention to children, because it's not just teenagers who have their brain abducted at the age of 13. Children do a pretty good job of forgetting that they have a brain on their own. So we need to watch for them and make sure that they're safe. Then tomorrow's agenda, we begin at 8 o'clock in the morning with a concert. June Murphy and Nancy Rubel will give us a concert. And that's not something that I consider optional. I'd like you to be there because they prepared this concert for you. And so we'd love it if you can be there. And we realize that we're not all morning people, but we'd love to have you here. And then from 9 to 12, we'll have the lessons. Pastor John Farley has to go back to Florida in the morning, and he's got a camp next week, a kid's camp that he has to be back for. So I'll handle the festivities tomorrow. We'll give you lesson number 2. We'll present the gospel message for those who are here who don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll do a Lord's Supper celebration to celebrate our unity, and then we'll have a closing celebration before we go off and back into our worlds. Does that sound good? Well, that's good, because that's what we're doing. We don't have anything else planned. Turn in your Bibles, if you would, please, to 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. Let's get started with our lesson. 1 Peter chapter 1. There are Bibles in the back. If you don't have one, we'll be happy to provide you with one. Raise your hand if you need one. Deacons will bring you one. We need one up front here for the pastor's kid. Raise your hand if you need it. Jack needs one. He just did that to get his name on the video. Who was that needed the Bible? Oh, it was Jack. Mr. Lego Man. 1 Peter chapter 1. Here's what it says. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, he's giving his credentials, to those who reside as aliens, scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who are the chosen ones. That's a reference to believers in Christ. Verse 2, 1 Peter 1, 2, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, and by the sanctifying work of God the Holy Spirit. God the Holy Spirit is the one who sets us apart for the privileges of the Christian way of life, created to obey Jesus Christ and to be sprinkled with his blood. And the sprinkling of Jesus Christ's blood is for the forgiveness of our sins once and for all time, never to bring it up again, never for it to be an issue again. May grace and peace be yours in the fullest measure. These two verses welcome you to your homecoming. Welcome to the gathering of your chosen family. Welcome to the gathering of your chosen congregation. To those of you who live here and to those of you who are scattered all across this great nation, may God's peace and God's grace and God's glory be yours now and always. All of us as Christians are aliens because we are citizens of heaven. We are not citizens of Satan's kingdom here on planet Earth. So for those of you who are not resident to Barah Ministries in Phoenix, you are not aliens. You are every bit a part of this one body and this one spirit which all Christians share. We are a unified force. We are a part of each other. We are one. And we're delighted to see you face to face. As Peter is telling us in his first letter, it was common that believers of the one body and the one spirit were scattered throughout several geographies. For those of you who are not resident in Phoenix, this is still your situation, a situation brought on by your choice of the pastor with whom you want to study and because of your choice of the congregation of which you choose to be a part. But this is not unusual at all. Human beings love putting limits into their brains. But there are no limits in the Christian way of life. This is not unusual. In fact, this was quite common in the first century, and it is still very, very common today, more common than we would even think. People in other countries have to gather at homes secretly to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. People in other places have to come from miles and miles, and they have to walk. They don't come in a car. They walk miles and miles in a morning just to get in front of a pastor or with other believers just to have a few moments of biblical study together. So what we're doing is not unusual at all. It's been quite common throughout the years. There are many believers who are scattered throughout geographies and separated from their church of affiliation. So there is no need for you who are not resident here in Phoenix to feel like freaks. In fact, after a quarter century of biblical study, Barah Ministries was the first resident congregation that I have been a part of. I have been always a part of non-resident congregation situations, and so I understand those of you who don't live here totally, because my biblical intake was done in front of a computer screen. And I, unlike most of you, do not fast forward. That was a joke. So I never fast forwarded. I was actually always and writing down word for word what my pastor was saying. And no, I am not, do not have obsessive compulsive disorder. Would somebody give me my medication? So again, 1 Peter chapter 1, look at verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy and not by our merit, has caused us believers in Christ to be born again, the spiritual birth, to a living hope, to an absolute confidence through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We live the resurrection life. The Christian way of life certainly is significant, but we live the resurrection life because our Savior is risen. And it is that resurrection life that we talk about, that eternal life, that Zoe life that is so important. That's why we come here, to learn. We come to learn about what that magnificent life is that was already placed in, that was already put in place for us, that we look back to, and that now we can unfold the wonder of. And that's why we study the Bible. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved for you in heaven. You who? You believers, 1 Peter 1, 5, who are protected by the enabling power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. As believers in Christ, our future is secure. Our hope is not in vain. Our eternal destiny is sealed by a single decision to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ through faith alone, in Christ alone. When we express that faith alone, in Christ alone, our future became secure. Look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6. In this sanctification, in this protection, in this hope, this absolute confidence, you believers in Christ greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials. Sanctification, we are, as believers in Christ, set apart for a tremendous set of privileges. And the privilege is service to God for that short time that we suffer here on earth. And we go through a series of inconveniences on our Lord's behalf, and we're only too happy to do so. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7, so that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As Christians, we are to live our faith. And the knowledge of all that God has done for us in the past as established and irrevocable facts, we now experience as manifest. We have visible evidence of our confidence in our God. Look around. Look around. Look at what you see right here. This is a manifestation of our faith. The fact that we're here, that we can see each other, is a manifestation of our faith. And think about this. This is just a dot compared to what we will see in heaven. Myriads and myriads and myriads of people, more than the sand of the seashore, who have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ and who will live together forever in eternity, who will live together face to face with the Lord in heaven. And so we have visible evidence of our confidence in God, not the Christian way of life, but the Christian way of living. Look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8. And though you have not seen the Lord Jesus Christ face to face, you love him unconditionally. And though you do not see him now, but believe in him with the expression of your faith, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, obtaining as the outcome of your faith in Christ the salvation, the deliverance of your souls. Even though you don't see your God face to face, even though you don't see your pastor regularly face to face, even though you don't get to interact with your fellow congregation members regularly, face to face. My sincere hope is that these family gatherings, which will not stop ever, are a regular part of our lives. In fact, I insist that these things never stop. God has made it possible for chairs to fly at supersonic speeds through the air. And God has made us able to afford to purchase seats in those chairs. And it is my sincere hope that this weekend makes it clear that there is no need to wait for a special moment to come and see your family. I salute those of you who come and visit this family on a regular basis. There are many people who are here who are not resident, who I have seen 3, 4, 5 times this year. It's not just once a year, because these chairs that fly through the air at supersonic speeds are affordable. And so we want you here. We love you. We welcome you. And we can't see you enough, as far as I'm concerned. Look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. As to this salvation, the Old Testament prophets who prophesied of the age of grace, the church age, the age we are in right now, that would come to you, made careful searches and inquiries during their study of Scripture, seeking to know what person or time God, the Holy Spirit of Christ within them, was indicating as He, the Spirit, predicted in their writings the suffering of Christ and the glory to follow. 1 Peter 1:12, and it was revealed to them, these Old Testament prophets, that they were not serving themselves, but they were serving you, church age believers, in these things which now have been announced to you through those who preach the gospel to you by means of the agency of God the Holy Spirit, the one sent from heaven, things into which angels long to look by rubbernecking. You, church age believers, are the most privileged believers in the history of divine history. Privileged. Why? Why is it that you're so privileged? It was because the Lord Jesus Christ wanted to make it crystal clear that He was willing to do way more for fallen creatures than He ever was willing to do for creatures before the fall. And that is grace. That is the magnificence of the one we serve. That is the magnificence of the one we love. And so it's not that there is anything special about us that merits these privileges. It is all the fantastic merit that God has, and that all the fantastic blessing that He gives to us. And angelic creatures are rubbernecking at us, gathered here today. All angelic creatures look forward to this age that we live in to see exactly what it is that the cross of Christ would provide to us believers. And they can't believe their eyes as the greatness of the blessings of the church age unfold. Blessings to you personally. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13, Peter exhorts us to the Christian way of living. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. Therefore, prepare your mind for action. Christianity is not an experience of sitting on your butt waiting for life to happen. Christianity is an experience of looking to the person who's next to you and wondering if they have a relationship with Christ. And if they don't, telling them about your best friend without worrying, without being ashamed of the gospel of Christ, without worrying how it's going to affect you or if they're going to reject you. Because they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting Him. And who cares if they reject Him? Who cares? What's really important is that you care enough to tell them who this magnificent Savior is with courage and not worry about the consequence of it. Because this is not a small matter. I was telling the deacons this morning, you know, this is our spiritual life. Churches have a business function. You know, we take an offering and we have to pay for this room and food and yeah, great. This is not a business. This is your spiritual life. This is absolutely amazing. This is all eternity. And so we think about this, preparing our mind for action. We think about what this really, really is. Take a look at the person next to you. Ask yourself, does that person know Jesus Christ? That's a big deal. That's not a small matter. And if they have a lousy attitude about knowing who Jesus Christ is, so what? That's their right. It's their right to have whatever attitude they want. But whatever attitude they have, it does not change the established and irrevocable fact that God wants you in heaven with him when you close your eyes in this life. The Lord Jesus Christ wants to be face to face with you when you close your eyes in this life. And the real question is, do you want that? And whatever you decide, that's your business. Whatever your attitude is toward that, that's your business. But as for me, if you're sitting next to me, I'm going to tell you about that guy. And I'm going to tell you about the offer. And I'm going to tell you that that guy, the Lord Jesus Christ, has an enemy who wants you to believe religion, who wants you to believe legalism, who wants you to think that you have to earn salvation when you don't. I'm going to tell you. And if that offends you, tough. Because I would rather offend you than see you go to the lake of fire because you didn't hear and make a choice. A simple five-word conversation with the Savior of the universe. Father, I believe in Christ. I'm going to tell you. And I want you, the members of Barah Ministries, to join me in that pursuit. To not be self-focused, but to think about others. We all lose our confidence. You know, there are people in here who are Christians who think they're atheists, who think there isn't a God. You wouldn't believe some of the thoughts that circulate in the minds of the people in this room. That's your right to think what you want to think, to feel what you want to feel. But what you think doesn't change the established and irrevocable facts. And the facts are these. The Lord Jesus Christ is God. There's only one. And he loves you unconditionally and always has from a billion years ago to right now. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. That's what 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13 is saying. Keep sober in spirit. What does that mean? It means don't take for granted these people that are sitting next to you. They matter. They're important. Fix your hope, your absolute confidence completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. There will be a day when every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is God, regardless of what their opinions were here on earth. What is Peter saying here? He's saying, obey your God. That's action. Control yourself. Stop sinning. Give your all. That's the subject matter among the leadership team at Barah Ministries right now. We're not giving our all. Not by a long shot. And I, for one, am through tolerating that. This is going to be a different ministry for this point forward. This is going to be a cool ministry, actually. We're going to define cool. When you look cool up in the dictionary, at Barah Ministries pictures will be right next to it. Amen? All right. So get ready for that. Take advantage of the hope you have in you. That's what Peter is saying here. Use God's sphere of grace as your playground for freedom. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 14. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the former lusts which were yours in your ignorance, the ignorance of unbelief. Don't go back to the old man life. That's one of the things that disappoints me most about Christians. how much we want to live that old man life. How much we think that there's something in that for us. There is nothing in that for us. And focus is really important. And one of the things that I've learned in 50 years of Christianity is that when you are focused on religion and legalism, which has been my 50-year tour so far, you cannot be focused on all the blessings that God has in store for you. So I feel like a baby. I don't feel like I wasted 50 years. I feel like that's the exact tour that my God wanted to take me on. But I'll be damned if I'm going to live on this earth one more second without giving everything I have to this Savior who's so wonderful to me. And I'll be damned if I'm going to tolerate anybody in my presence doing any less than that. Because I look out at you and I see amazing human beings who are doing what? 10% of your potential? Living 10% of your dreams? Living 10% of the life you want? Why is that when we have the victory? Why are we settling for that life? Why? I think it's time for us to ask those questions for real. Why are we settling for that life? We don't have to settle for that life. Don't go back to the old man life. 1 Peter 1:15. But like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves also in all your behavior. What does that mean? It means embrace the new man life. Embrace the new man life. Why are we holy? You are holy. Did you wake up this morning, Xavier, did you wake up this morning thinking you were holy? Yeah, you did, because you looked at your underwear. Amen? Or your socks, something. Amen? But you're holy. You're holy. You know why? Because God made you holy at the moment of salvation. He gave you a gift. You can close your eyes to that gift if you want to, but it's still there. Amen? Amen. We're holy, blameless. That means something. And it does not mean underperforming in Satan's kingdom. It does not mean settling for less than you want. It does not mean settling for less than you dream about. No, we're not going to do that. We're going to embrace the new man life. 1 Peter 1:16. Sorry, Xavier, you shouldn't. That's what happens when I golfed with your dad yesterday, all right? So that's just the punishment you get for me golfing with your dad yesterday. 1 Peter 1:16. Because it is written in Old Testament scriptures, you shall be holy, for I am holy. We are in union with Christ, believers in Christ, and we are everything that Christ is. Does the magnificence of that hit you? We don't have to work to be holy. We don't have to work to be blessed. We don't have to work for salvation. We don't have to work for the Zoe life. We simply decide to let our God reveal to us daily what he has already done for us in the past as an established and irrevocable fact. And then we come to enjoy it. The other day I was at Starbucks. And I think it was Mandy. I think Mandy gave me, did you give me a Starbucks card?
Yeah.
Mandy? Yeah. So. Did you? Somebody gave me a Starbucks card. Mandy is taking credit for it. So I ordered my drink. And I got the price, and then I gave the Starbucks card. The lady took the Starbucks card. And then I reached in my pocket, got my wallet out, and took out the same amount and gave her that amount in cash. She said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm paying for the drink." She said, you have a gift card. I said, oh, is that a gift card? I just thought it was some kind of a club where I got points. I didn't know that that meant that the drink was paid for. She said, yeah, the drink is paid for already. So you don't want my extra money? She said, no, I don't need it unless you want another drink or something. I mean, I can make you two of these, take the money and the card. I said, well, no, I don't really want two of them. She said, well, then you should keep your money. Autumn, the teenager's kind of looking at me and said, like, what a loser. You didn't like know that there was like a gift card and like you didn't have to pay? Yeah, so it's sort of like that with Jesus Christ, isn't it? He gave us a gift card. And we're still listening to the people who say we have to pay. No, we don't have to pay. Price has already been paid. Just use your gift card. These are the things that you have to look forward to as part of Barah Ministries. You can look forward to spending the rest of your lives learning what the New Testament has to say to you about what Christ has already gifted you with, what Christ has already done for you. And I look forward to learning it with you. No, I don't have all the answers, but what I do have is an obsessive and compulsive desire to know the truth, to know my Savior, and to tell you all about it. You are the beneficiary of something that I'm doing very selfishly for myself, and that is getting to know every single thing that I can about that magnificent Savior who saved me. So, as God prepares your soul in this lesson to enjoy your homecoming celebration, let's hear June Murphy worship our Lord in song. Let's turn from the cares of the world. Let's enjoy our weekend sanctuary. Let's enjoy each other as we bask in the Lord's presence through the study of His Word. The song, Come Into Your Presence.
And Lord,
Wow, that was real applause. That was awesome. You have never gotten that before, have you? On Sunday, like two people. Yeah, exactly. Let us pray. We're grateful, Heavenly Father, for the privilege of studying the absolute truth, the Word of God. Reveal to us the blessings that you've bestowed upon us through the new man life that you have given us. We ask this through the power of God the Holy Spirit. In Christ's name, amen. All right, so what we're going to do now is we're going to take a 10-minute break. When we come back from the break, I'm going to do the second half of the lesson. And then we're going to take a break after that. And then we'll welcome up Pastor Farley to do his lesson. And then we'll take a really short break. And then we'll finish up with our getting to know you portion before we go off to our catered party. How's that?
Good.
All right, so take a 10-minute break. 10 minutes exactly. Look at your watches. 10 minutes exactly.